Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're completely free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. As we launch into the first hour of the program with some disturbing news that, well, you probably guessed would come about eventually. The Associated Press reporting that a national safety group is advocating a total ban on cell phone use while driving, saying the practice is clearly dangerous and leads to fatalities. States should ban drivers from using handheld and hands-free cell phones, and businesses should prohibit employees from using cell phones while driving on the job, say the Congressionally Chartered National Safety Council. Taking those positions for the very first time. The group's president and chief executive likened talking on the cell phone or talking on cell phones to drunken driving, saying cell phone use increases the risk of a crash fourfold. In an interview, she said, "When our friends have been drinking, we take the car keys away. It's time to take the cell phone away." Except there are millions, probably, 100 million cell phone users in America. And that's an old number that I
recall. It's got to be an old number.
There are maybe at least 100 million cell phone users.
And I'd say that even the people that sort of use cell phones irregularly, they have it in the car. If they only have it in the car for emergency purposes, the car is the place for the cell phone. Originally, these things were called car phones.
It's probably safe to say there are millions of people right now using their cell phone while driving. And it's just not likely to be the case that there are millions of people who are drunk driving right now. There may be a handful, there may be a million people that have had a drink or two, but as far as people drunk driving, I don't think that there are millions of people drunk driving on the roads right now. I obviously have no way to prove my statements. It's just intuition. I know that some
they
people
have no
said,
way to prove otherwise either. That's the thing. The idea that somebody who's at 0.08 alcohol level is somehow dangerous on the road, maybe their actions are slow. But I'll tell you what, so are the 70-year-olds, and they're all over Florida, and they're big late model Lincolns and Buicks and things like that.
Well, who's calling to ban old people drivers?
Yeah, well, you couldn't. Because
they vote.
It's a state law, and they vote.
Yeah. So I just don't believe that. First of all, I don't believe that cell phone use while driving is anywhere near having five drinks and driving. Don't even think that's even in the same category. But yet, that's what this woman is suggesting. The lady in charge of the National Safety Council. They say that the total ban could take years, acknowledging that 17 states and the District of Columbia have restricted or banned cell phone use by novice drivers. Public awareness and the laws haven't caught up with what the scientists are telling us, she said. There's no dispute that driving while talking on your cell phone or texting while driving is dangerous. Now, I could imagine that texting while driving could be far more dangerous as opposed to talking on a cell phone, because when you're texting, you pretty much have to be looking at the monitor.
Unlike typing, you can't text. It is a rare trait. I'm not going to say you can't. It is a rare trait of the person who can text without looking at what they're typing or their fingers or one or both.
Exactly. But if you're on your cell phone, if you're just holding the phone, you can still be distracted by what's going on in your ear, but at least your eyes are actually on the road in that particular case. And if we're going to begin banning distractions in cars, then why don't we begin at the beginning and ban the radio from cars? Now, of course, I'm not seriously in favor of these things. That would hurt. That would harm our radio program. But the reality is radio, people have been changing channels on their radios for a long time. Perhaps we could leave radios in the car, but mandate that they stay on the same channel the entire time they're in their car. Channel surfing.
You've clearly never been in a car with me while listening to the radio, because I get very involved in what's going on with the radio. I yell back at the thing. I put together I call it rehearsing, but in fact I'm just screaming to myself. So I get rather distracted.
So you're saying that the act of listening to the radio, even on one channel, is distracting to you?
It's true. true. And if it's music, sometimes music will cause a person to drive differently. For instance, I know when at one point when Ba Wa Ta Ba, I believe is the name of it, the Kid Rock
Kid
song,
Rock. Okay.
When that was popular, I'm sorry, you know, the classic, the oldies music that I listened to, the Ba Wa Ta Ba would come on, I'd start stepping on that gas a little more. I would be driving more aggressively,
music.
So, yep. Music, dangerous.
Isn't the radio the number one cause of distracted driving? Because I've seen lists that try to rank the things that are the biggest distracting
it's been a while since
things
I've seen
in the car
lists.
That lead to accidents. And I'm pretty sure cell phones were like number six or seven, and the radio was near the top. It might not have been number one, but it is a big distraction.
I mean, the fact is, if you take a moment to look down at the radio as you're changing channels, and that's the moment that the person who you happen to be following in traffic happens to slam on their brakes,
well, the argument
lost a significant chunk of your reaction time.
The argument there, and I agree with you, but the argument there would be that cell phones distract the entire length of the conversation, whereas the radio is just a brief distraction. I'd say it's a bigger distraction, but I think the point that you made earlier that millions of people are on the roads right now driving while talking on the cell phone and they're not causing accidents.
That's right. They're driving safely.
They may be driving slower. I have found that. Their reaction time is certainly slowed to some extent. But when you expect the other person in the other car to drive well and drive like you do, you are putting an expectation that is not going to be reciprocated. It's just not going to happen. Sorry, people, even at their best, are not going to drive as well as you would like them to.
The council examined more than 50 scientific studies before reaching its decision. One was a study by the Harvard Center for Risk Analysis that estimates 6% of vehicle crashes, the equivalent of 2,600 deaths and 12,000 serious injuries a year, are attributable to cell phone use. Now, I don't know what that really means. When they say that it's attributable to cell phone use, what does that mean? Because they used to say that if it's a drunk driving fatality or a drunk driving accident, it could count if the person in your passenger seat was drunk. They could count that as an alcohol-related fatality. So just because it's a cell phone, if it's a attributable to cell phone use, I don't really know what that means. But anyway, they also claim that hands-free cell phones are just as risky as handheld cell phones, she said.
I hear that that's, I've heard that that's nearly so. Basically, the only difference is the control and the wheel, and I think that that's important. But I can tell you that when I talk on the hands-free device, I can be nearly as distracted as when I'm talking on the cell phone. I am not saying that that I think talking on the cell phone is the greatest practice in the world, but I do it.
She said that it's not just what you're doing with your hands, it's that your head is in the conversation, and so your eyes are not on the road. Well, now, wait a minute. Your eyes are on the road, even if your head's in a conversation. Sometimes when I'm by myself driving, I'm thinking to myself about things that are going on in my life. You know, if I don't have the talk radio on or the music turned up or whatever, I might be thinking about the meeting that I'm going to, or I might be thinking about the meeting that I just came from, or I might be thinking about the dinner I'm going to be having later tonight. Are they suggesting that you shouldn't be having conversations at all? Should you not be having conversations with the person in your passenger seat? Should you not be conversing with yourself in your own head if you're driving by yourself? I mean, this is insane.
Right. Where does it stop? Because this legislation that bans cell phone use while driving, which is going to be it's going to harm people. That's the fact. Some people will need to be talking on their cell phones at times. Important information may come across and things like that. And where does it stop in the sense that, well, you know, I'm sorry, I've lost my train of thought.
That's all right. Cell phones, where do the regulations end? I mean, they're saying that you can't talk on your cell phone. They're pushing for a national ban on using cell phones.
So,
well, why don't they ban these other things?
When someone else gets, if you get into a wreck and you've been on your cell phone, but it's the other person's fault, does it suddenly become your fault? Because I can tell you if you're drunk that essentially that's the case.
Yeah.
You're in big trouble. So now is that the case? You were on your cell phone, you could have prevented this accident?
That's pretty scary.
These laws that prevent, they're supposed to prevent distracted driving. If you can prove that somebody else was distracted in some way, they had a baby in back, the baby was crying, whatever. That's not good stuff.
1-800-259-9231. Do you think there should be a ban on cell phone use? Love to talk to you if you agree with that. 800-259-9231. Can bring up whatever's on your mind as well. That's why we call this program Free Talk Live.
Now, a revealing glimpse into the life of one of our most celebrated yet private novelists, John Grisham, author of the masterful new legal thriller, The Associate.
In his novel, The Partner, John Grisham tells the story of Patrick Lanigan, a promising young partner in a prominent Biloxi law firm. But then Patrick steals $90 million from his firm and runs for his life. He becomes Danilo Silva, living a simple life in a little village in Brazil. Why Brazil? The answer has to do with a lesser-known side of John Grisham. He knows and loves Brazil. In 1993, he and other members of the Oxford, Mississippi First Baptist Church went there to build houses for the poor. Grisham has made numerous visits since then, building chapels and providing much-needed medical care. John Grisham is a man of quiet philanthropy as well as literary superstardom.
To learn more, visit jgrisham.com. If you thought Mitch McGeer was in trouble in the firm, wait until you meet The Associate. Kyle McAvoy is a brilliant young attorney, a rookie associate at the world's largest law firm, but he also has a dark secret, one that falls into the wrong hands. He's coerced into taking part in a scheme that could send him to prison or get him killed, making his first case his last. The Associate, John Grisham at his pulse-pounding, page-turning best. Available January 27th, wherever books are sold.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
IonicZone.com has the best prices on commercial shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. But did you know IonicZone.com also sells a water ozonator that's a must-have for anyone interested in good health? It's true. The IonicZone Digital Water Ozonator features an air intake and can be fed dry air through the supplied air dryer or pure oxygen via an oxygen tank. Ozone-fortified water can be used to kill bacteria, sanitize food, produce, and eliminates bacteria in the mouth by gargling, which helps prevent bad breath and even heart disease. The optional ozone bidet attachment is used for personal hygiene, which can kill the bacteria down below that can lead to irritation. It's amazing what 3 atoms of oxygen can do. Call Ionic Zone today at 1-800-549-9535. That's 1-800-549-9535. Or visit them on the web at IonicZone.com. That's IonicZone.com today.
Gentlemen, I know you need no reminder that Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Obviously, you have the perfect gift in mind. Well, just in case you might know someone that may need some gift ideas, tell them about EnduringRose.com. We all know that flowers are a woman's favorite gift, but they only last a short time. EnduringRose.com has taken this gift and made it into one that will endure and last forever. Dipped in 24-karat gold, these real roses, single rose, or bouquets preserve your message of love for a lifetime. You can also shop for other ridiculously romantic gifts like jewelry and adorable stuffed animals. You can't go wrong at EnduringRose.com. Oh, and tell them there's a military discount and they can get free shipping on qualified orders. That website again is EnduringRose.com. EnduringRose.com. Or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, and they include the wiki over 1,800 pages,
created by listeners like you. You can go to wiki.freetalklive.com, edit virtually anything you see. W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com. You know email's not secure, but privacy's dead anyway, right? Wrong. Introducing PrivacyHarbor.com, an easy-to-use, secure email alternative. Sign up for a free account today at PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. That's PrivacyHarbor.com. We continue here. They are talking about a total ban on cell phone use while you're in the car, while you're driving. And the National Safety Council, some government bureaucracy, had been assigned to look at this. And, of course, what a shock. A government bureaucracy comes back with the response that, yes, we absolutely need more control. I mean, how many times have government bureaucracies, government investigators come back after looking at an issue and said, you know what, we've had enough regulation. We need to slash and burn. We need to cut back on all these regulations. How many times has that ever happened?
Virtually never.
Yeah.
And what would you expect?
Right. So here they are saying, well, we've looked at all the studies, and it says here that cell phone use is dangerous because you're having a conversation, and therefore your eyes are not on the road, which is nonsense. Every time I've ever had a cell phone up to my ear, I've been very vigilant about keeping my eyes on the road. Now, yes, a conversation can be slightly distracting, but why is a conversation on a cell phone any more distracting than a conversation with somebody sitting in the seat next to you, or somebody sitting behind you, or a conversation in your own mind? Why is any of those any more distracting than the other? Well, obviously they're not going to ban you from having passengers in your car, because that would counteract all of the laws that are attempting to encourage people to carpool. So maybe they'll ban actually having conversations with people. Maybe they'll have cameras on the side of the road that will start shooting pictures of the cars passing by to see if your mouth is open. See if you're moving your mouth, and if you're moving your mouth, you could be issued a ticket by one of the automated cameras. I mean, this is how insane it could get. Nobody realistically believes it's going to go to that point, but now they're talking about banning cell phones. So what's next?
Well, I could see them banning other things. I mean, a lot of people will drink coffee while they drive. I know I certainly do when I'm on my way to work.
How about eat a hamburger or something? Yeah,
and I can see a case being made that eating, or I don't really think drinking coffee is that distracting, but if you're eating a hamburger in the car, I could see how that would impair your driving even more than a cell phone conversation.
Right. See, what we have, what makes the most sense here is to allow the marketplace to decide what is distracted driving and what isn't. You don't hear the insurance companies, complaining about cell phones, although maybe they are. I don't know. However, they could handle that through insurance policies. If you're talking on the cell phone, we raise your rates, or we drop you your coverage, or anything like that. This is the place where where the rubber meets the road in this issue. The government is never going to be able to figure out what is sort of the economics of it. What makes sense to outlaw and what doesn't?
From the standpoint of the insurance companies, it makes sense that if you have more accidents, your policy goes up, and that seems the most fair system to me, because some people can talk on the cell phone and be perfectly adequate drivers. Other people aren't going to be talking on the cell phone, and if they're getting in accidents, what does it matter what's causing you to get into these accidents? It's usually an indication on your third accident in the last few years that you're not a very good driver, whatever the cause of it is. And I think that, it should be left that way. If you're having accidents, your insurance is going to go up, and
that's
it can go up quite
point.
A bit.
Now, I'll grant you that people in today's society are not held responsible for their actions in the ways that they should be.
Not enough.
If you get into an accident and you cause damages, and then your insurance company has to pay them, your rates go up, you continue to pay, and finally keep on having accidents until the insurance company cancels you, and then you get into an accident with somebody with a canceled policy, and you don't have any money to pay, as far as I'm concerned, you are responsible for whatever some judge or amount is, the judgment against you, and you shouldn't be able to file bankruptcy to get out of it or anything like that. Those people are owed.
More on the story here from the Associated Press. John Walls, who's the vice president of the CTIA, the Wireless Association Cell Phone Trade Group, objected to a complete ban. He said there are many instances where the ability to make a phone call while driving helps protect safety.
saying that we think you can sensibly and safely use a cell phone to make a brief call. Said Walls, what makes cell phone use distinct from other risky driving behaviors, according to the bureaucrats, is the magnitude. There are 270 million cell phone users in the U.S., so I was way off on my estimates. I think it was like 100 million at the end of the 90s. And 80% of them talk on the phone while driving. 80% of 270 million. So have car accidents gone up significantly since the advent of the cell phone? I wonder about that.
Not likely. I mean, that's most of America using a cell phone while driving. I don't see why the magnitude has anything to do with it. You would think that something that increases a given individual's risk of an accident by a big factor is more important than something that everybody does but doesn't really increase your risk by very much.
Maybe the reason the magnitude is so important, Nick, is because she's thinking about fines. Maybe she's thinking about all the money that the state could rake in off of fining people when they're caught on their cell phones.
That might be a good take on it. I mean, I'm sure they will get a lot of fine revenue from this if it does get enacted. And I don't think there's any law prohibiting cell phone use in New Hampshire. I'm not really sure. I know there are distracted driving laws that can sort of, if you appear to be distracted, they can kind of get you for whatever they want. But I'm sure in states where it has been banned specifically, that they've taken in quite a bit of revenue, so people aren't stopping their cell phone use.
If you're weaving all around the road, then, yeah, I think there's a reason to stop somebody who's
but
doing that.
They have a law against careless driving.
Well, exactly. The one thing I can think of, I mean, the worst thing that's ever happened to me being on a cell phone, the instance of distraction that I can recall is I was on I-75 in Florida once, and I was on a phone call, and I didn't hit my exit. That's all. I just missed the exit. Whoopie-doo. We continue with your phone calls. Cliff, in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Cliff.
Hey, good evening, folks.
What's on your mind?
First of all, I want to thank you guys for doing the extra last night. I thought it was really, really cool. The guy that you guys had on, I forgot his name.
Scott Horton.
But, yeah, very, very good job. I couldn't have said it better myself. I didn't want to come out sounding like a bigot when I called you guys before about the same issue. And I know that since that when we talk about Israel. I think it was spot on. That's exactly the point I wanted to convey. But anyway, going on to the topic at hand, the cell phone issue. Something I don't know if you guys brought up or not, but wouldn't in fact, banning cell phone usage make it more likely that you have an accident on the cell phone because you're trying to hide the fact that you're talking on the cell phone, maybe?
I think that's a possibility, sure.
That's about it on me.
All right, Cliff, thanks for the suggestion. 800-259-9231 for your input.
I know cops are a big distraction for me, even if I'm not breaking any traffic laws. If there's a cop behind me, I keep glancing into my
rearview
mirror.
Yep.
Yeah, and it probably makes me a worse driver because you get kind of tense when you're being followed by a cop.
Absolutely, and you shouldn't feel that way because they're supposed to be protecting and serving, but we all know otherwise.
They're
a danger.
Right, so one could argue that you should feel that way or that it's reasonable to, but it'd be nice to live in a world where you didn't have to be scared because there was traffic enforcement behind you. But
last year alone, at least 23 states considered some form of legislation to restrict the use of cell phones or wireless devices. They'll be pressing Congress to address the issue when it takes up a highway construction bill, possibly by offering incentives to states that enact cell phone laws. So it may not go as a national ban, but what they'll essentially do is put it down through their little deals that they have with the states. More coming up. You can take control. Bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Do you want to pay for the government bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? You may have no choice. Obviously, taxpayers are on the hook for over $6 trillion. That's right, $1 trillion in mortgages held by these two corporations. The part that most people don't realize is that this bailout can have significant adverse effects on their 401ks and IRAs. Unless you're planning to help pay for this bailout with your personal retirement funds, you need to act now. The solution is to fund a self-directed IRA with gold and silver. Put your retirement money beyond the reach of government financiers today by calling 1-866-323-5665. SafeGrow IRAs are just a phone call away. That's 1-866-323-5665. Mike or Jim at Midas Resources can help you protect your retirement nest egg. Get informed and ask for our free report on the unseen fallout of the Fannie Freddie rescue. Call 1-866-323-5665.
Less is more. I want you to think of Life Change Tea as, well, a 2008 Ferrari 612. The Ferrari 612 is a two-door, four-passenger luxury car that gives an exploding 540 horsepower through its 6-liter V12. It has a top speed of 199 miles per hour and can accelerate 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds. Life Change Tea will accelerate your life into feeling more energy, losing weight, and cleansing toxins out of your body so you'll live longer. And guess what? You can accelerate your life without a Ferrari 612 sticker price of $318,000. You can buy green tea for less, but unfortunately, it's just another daily driver with no performance. So for just about a dollar a day, you can drive the Ferrari of teas. Don't be fooled by size. Check our website out at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Remember Life Change Tea. Less is more.
So you finally decided you're going to stock up and store food. But why settle for bland, tasteless food? Why settle for less? There is an alternative. InternetGrocer.net. Enjoy the most delicious storable food at amazing prices. Enjoy creamy, delicious, real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Storable meals from InternetGrocer.net will bring such variety and flavor you won't be able to tell you're actually eating storable food. You can purchase by the can or by the case. Choose a variety pack or an entire year's worth of food. InternetGrocer.net has non-hybrid seeds that will produce delicious food for you and your family. Ensure your food supply for years. Find out just how delicious storable food can be. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443. Open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. And that's freetalklive.com. The features, by the way, include updates. You get signed up, and we keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Have you been looking to spice things up in the bedroom or fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adameve.com and get 50% off one item when you type FTL into the offer code coupon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off using the offer code FTL, like Free Talk Live, at adameve.com. That's adameve.com. All right, so 800-259-9231. Any more comments from you on the automotive cell phone ban situation? You're certainly welcome to make them. It sounds like what they're going to do is the federal government is going to go to the states and it's going to say, hey, we'll give you an incentive if you ban cell phone use while driving. And that includes hands-free. So all cell phone use completely banned. Four drivers. And I don't know what they mean when they say incentive, but I imagine it might mean cash. Or maybe they'll give them sort of a reverse incentive by saying, well, we're going to cut the amount of cash we're giving you. Because right now, pretty much every single state, I think it's every single state, gets money from the federal government for their road programs or for their Department of Transportation.
Now, New Hampshire gets a little bit less. We do the show from New Hampshire. They get a little less than most of the other states because they don't go along with the national speed limit legislation. It was the seatbelt thing. So they don't go along with
the national speed limit. That worked real good. The whole 55 miles an hour. Good idea, fellas. You really knew how to fix that problem. Here's another problem with this cell phone legislation is with these Bluetooth devices. Now, try to imagine you're a police officer watching cars zooming by at 45, 55, 65 miles an hour, or looking into other people's cars. You're trying to discern whether somebody's talking on a cell phone. Now, it's one thing if they're holding their hand up with the cell phone in their ear. It's another thing if they have a hands-free device. I could easily place the hands-free device on my right ear where it is obscured to the left side. I use a wired one as opposed to an unwired one. There's, you know, the Bluetooths are out there. I just need a lot of buttons to figure out and stuff. Now, the Bluetooth ones, they're even more obscured. They're just tiny little things that sit on your ear. So now, as a police officer, suddenly you have to discern whether someone's talking on their cell phone by what? Them moving their lips up and down? Bah, 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 bah. Okay, so anybody who's singing on the radio, chewing gum, talking to themselves, talking to somebody who may not be, you know, what if you've got a kid in the car, you're talking to the kid, the officer decides, oh, well, they must be on their cell phone. This is an excuse to pull every person that they find over. They don't have to kick your taillight in anymore.
We thought you were talking on a cell phone, sir. Give us your ID anyway.
You're awfully black to be in this neighborhood.
Yeah, you're
white,
right.
For that matter. It does happen, by the way. You can get pulled over for being white in a certain neighborhood. It's just a pain in the butt.
Well, and it is an excuse to pull people over because, I mean, just think about it's so dangerous. I'm just trying to think about how dangerous
it is to enforce
this.
They have then probable cause. I saw the person talking on their cell phone. When I got to the car, the Bluetooth device was off their ear.
They
must have taken it and tossed it underneath the seat. So they have probable cause for a search.
Wow.
This is a terrible, terrible idea.
In addition, I'd like to address the issue of how dangerous the actual enforcement process is. I mean, Mark, you were saying that you were imagining having a state trooper or something sitting on the side of the road spotting people as they're driving by. That's kind of a difficult process. I mean, unless you've got binoculars and you're able to actually track the individual who's approaching you, tracking moving vehicles that are 40, 50, 60, 70 miles an hour isn't the easiest thing to do from a stationary position. It would be easier to get a good observation point by pulling up next to somebody. But if you're pulling up next to somebody and you're looking over at them to see what they're doing, to eyeball them, that's dangerous driving on the police officer's part, as far as I'm concerned.
They already do that all the time, though. I mean,
sure
they do scope you out. I mean, if you happen to look out towards the police car, if you see it coming up on your left, odds are good that they're going to look at you.
Because that's what they're doing.
Sure. They're scoping you out to see if they go by somebody smoking a joint who didn't see him come up or something like that.
But cops, almost by their very existence, their very definition of their existence, cannot drive poorly or erratically, as far as the government's concerned. They can't do it.
Yeah.
If they're drunk in a police car going the wrong direction down an interstate, they'll find them not guilty.
Well,
it's
amazing. They'll get a desk job for a few weeks, and they'll be back out on the streets.
Sometimes that's the case. Sometimes, obviously, it doesn't. But far too often, the cops get off.
By the way, it does look like the feds are going to be creating new rules, and the states will be encouraged to adopt them, and perhaps if they don't adopt them, then the feds will cut their funding. So the state government is going to have a serious incentive in that case to go and create these new rules, these new regulations, which, as Mark, I think you brilliantly pointed out, will result in more people just being pulled over for BS nonsense and harassed by
Brilliance
the police.
Brilliance is my thing.
All right, 800-259-9231. Oh, and since you asked about the insurance companies, the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, which is funded by auto insurers, commented in on the story, saying that banning all cell phone use makes sense based on the research, but agreed that enforcement will be difficult.
It won't be difficult if you just pull everybody over you feel like pulling over. It just makes for enforcement of laws in general to be more arbitrary. This is bad. More arbitrary, bad. Well, cut and dry, good.
And the problem with institutes looking at it is they're basically being asked to say, well, would it make the road safer if we had these laws on the books? You might be able to make the case that, yeah, we might cut out, you know, a small percentage of the cell phone-related accidents that do occur. But you could also argue that people could wear motorcycle helmets in their car, be required to do that, and it would cut down on head injuries as a result of car crashes. So if the only thing you're looking at is, would it help to reduce the number of accidents or the number of injuries? That just doesn't make sense in the real world, because you could take all kinds of safety steps.
Sure.
They're just absurd and impractical. And that's what the government and a lot of these do-gooder institutes that try to push that nanny state legislation through, that's what they do. They only look at one metric of it, and that's safety. They don't look at whether it's practical or whether it will actually work.
Yes, but forcing people to wear helmets in the car isn't going to be as lucrative as the cell phone tickets. And that's really what this is all about, isn't it?
It's all about. I think a lot of people would cheat on the helmet idea. Plus, you could slap an excise tax on the required helmets. Yeah.
Yeah. I see where you're coming from, but this is easier. You don't have to force people to go out and buy something new. That could be a very difficult process to make happen. You just immediately change the rules. Most people are naturally using cell phones a lot, and so you automatically, because not everybody's going to get the word on this when they change the rules. So the first day, you set up a roadside sting, and you're pulling people over one after another, ringing that cash register over and over again for the state. And I'd like to just speculate for a moment on what the war on cell phone, on driving with a cell phone might be like. Just let's think about this for a moment, because Mark, you've already pointed out that you think that this will result in people being pulled over, being accused of being on their cell phone, then using that as an excuse to search somebody's car. So we've already gone that far. But what about this? What about those DUI checkpoints? How about making them a cell phone checkpoint as well? I mean, since we're already stopping people, I mean, we're already looking for things. They're already looking for DUIs. They're looking for drugs. Now they're going to start looking for cell phones, because that's banned,
open,
too.
Open containers are outlawed in vehicles. Even if you're not drunk, you cannot have an open beer in your car, even in Montana now.
Even if it's the passenger's beer.
Now, the question is, will they take that to cell phones? What if there's a cell phone that's sitting on the passenger seat next to you? What if you have your cell phone sitting there? I wasn't talking in that, officer.
Hand it over. See, this could be what they'll do. They'll stop you at the DUI checkpoint. Sir, do you have any cell phones in this car? Oh, yes, officer. Because, you know, people don't know. They don't know to say no. They don't know to, you know, not answer those questions. Yes, officer, I sure do. Well, I need to see it, please. And, you know, hand it over to the officer.
I'm going to have to ask you to see your cell phone.
Yep. I'm going to have to ask to see your cell phone. Hand it over to the officer. Officer takes it. Okay. Unlock this phone for me, please. All right. Unlocked. Let's see. Recent calls. Where are you coming from here, sir? Oh, I'm just leaving work. And where's work? Oh, it's over on 10th Street. Let's see. That's about 5 minutes away. So maybe calls on the last.
Guilty.
I see you called, your wife 2 minutes ago, sir. That's going to be a ticket, and I see it's your third offense.
I was pulled over at the McDonald's on the way in.
Yeah, sure you were. Well, that's why they need the GPS. The GPS tied in with this will really screw people. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the problem to return? Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home.
Call 888-629-9903 and sign up today. That's 888-629-9903.
My computer works. Does yours?
Do you have aches and pains or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by negative toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burns. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com, or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with the reflective spray. The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photo blocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photo blocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features, the giveaway. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for $3 a month. You'll get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. But the number one reason to AMP is to really help Free Talk Live spread this show and get on more radio stations around the country, as well as bringing more Internet listeners to the program and helping introduce new people to the ideas of freedom. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Get on board. Again, any major credit card, PayPal, various other options, amp.freetalklive.com. Mark, where are we going next?
Well, I've got a blog post from, believe it or not, I guess it's a BBS post. A BBS post at bbs.freetalklive.com by one of our moderators. And I'm sure she doesn't know that I'm going to read this. However, I think it's a really good story to sort of, we were, you know, talking about cops and how things go with them.
Okay.
And I think that it's fair to, you know, sort of tell people what it is police do as opposed to what it is that we're told. We're told they...
Keeping us safe.
Yeah, but they protect and serve, whereas not so much protect and serve, as they're kind of the cleanup squad, and they're not very good at it. Now, I don't know how private investigators do. I know it's hard to solve crimes. I mean, it's not easy. You've got a little bit of evidence there, but when I think about, you know, someone's house getting robbed, and then I see two cops on the way home with people... You know, on the side of the road, giving them tickets. Is that really protecting and serving? I mean, shouldn't they be out getting the burglar?
They're serving the state with fines,
yeah,
tax, and fees.
So this is from Lindsay. Yesterday morning, I left my house to go to the salon to get my hair done. Within a mile of driving, I saw three separate police squad cars with three separate drivers pulled over, all being written tickets.
Okay.
Presumably for speeding or something similar.
Yeah, usually when you see that, you keep driving, you look down the side streets, and you'll see five more cars just lined up waiting for people.
She says she doesn't know, but it's really hard to say. Anyway, I got to the salon. My hairstylist was telling me about her Christmas vacation. Her and her husband loaded up the two kids and two dogs and drove to Bat Country in North Carolina and rented a cabin in the mountains. What is Bat Country?
A place you go if you want to see bats.
When they returned home, her husband's work truck had been smashed to crap in the driveway, and their house had been robbed. Come to find out, the next door neighbor, who was watching the house for them while they were gone, rents a room to a nice little felon. By the way, it's not all felons are going to do this. But anyway, to a nice little felon who just got released from prison. Across the street from my girl's house, that's where the felon is renting. So the owner gets the keys and goes to the other property, and of course they find some of the stuff that had been stolen. The jewelry, the Wii, the Xbox, and the other things of the like, of course, had already disappeared, but his 19-year-old kid had her 6-year-old son's socks, clothing, football, and other ridiculous things.
Wow, they really took a lot of stuff.
The kid's friends ratted him out. He's hiding somewhere else because he says people are looking for him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the police. Well, what have the police done? Nothing.
Oh, I'm sure they filled out a report.
Maybe. Not one thing. Hadn't even bothered to fingerprint the place.
Wow.
Sorry, but her 6-year-old child is sleeping with a baseball bat, and the police wouldn't even fingerprint the house? She said to me yesterday, I thought the police were here to protect us, but I'm not really feeling very protected.
It's a shame that people have to find this out the hard way.
Yeah. She says that's just one of the many things over the years that have helped me come to the realization that I don't think the police are quite as good as they're made out to be. And
they might want to be good.
I think so, but they're not assigned to do things like this. You watch CSI, and you get the impression these guys are out there solving crimes. And I know they solve a crime or two now and then. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But is it the most efficient use of these people? We'll never know because it's the government assigning, it's a bureaucracy, it's these higher-up police officers who know that they have to meet budgets. They know that a huge line item on their budgets for the town in general, not only the police department is supposed to raise more revenue than the department uses, but they have to, they're intended to pay other things, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they are. They're a revenue-generating machine. And it's a shame. That's not why people got into this business.
I don't think that's why they did. I mean, I've done a ride along with Lieutenant Shane Maxfield here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we produce this show. And Sam was with me from the Obscure Truth Network at obscuretruth.com. And we did this ride along with Lieutenant Maxfield. We had a nice, lengthy conversation. You can see the video footage from that at obscuretruth.com. And one of the things they were doing that night while we were riding along, there was a break-in at a local business. Somebody had smashed the front window at a local business and I presumably stolen something and ran away. And so a lot of the officers that were on duty were essentially canvassing the streets. You know, they had the spotlight on the side of the car looking for a suspect, right? And I thought to myself, yeah, this is great. These guys are actually in right now. We are experiencing them doing what they're supposed to be doing, and that is looking for somebody who's done something wrong. Now, of course, would they end up harassing innocent people while they're looking for this person? I don't know. I didn't see all that happen. We continued driving around and had a conversation with them, and I don't know if that ever got resolved. I never followed up on the case. But it was nice to see them doing something outside of shaking down college kids and harassing the guy driving a beat-up car and the usual things that we're used to the police doing to our friends and our neighbors and our family members, which is harassment, ticketing, and all this nonsense that you're talking about. So it felt good to see them doing the right thing and looking for a real criminal. But if they don't find that real criminal, then there aren't really any consequences for them. Because if they're not doing a good job, I mean, they could try to find the guy, and if they don't, then okay, they've tried.
If a PI is put on the job to find somebody and he fails to find it, he knows that in the future he's probably not going to get any business from the person from whom he got the money to do the first job. But if he does find them, that he's not only going to get their business in the future to, you know, if they need it, but he's going to get recommendations from them to other people.
Now, that incentive doesn't guarantee the crime will be solved by the PI.
No, absolutely doesn't.
But it does guarantee that he's going to work harder at it and more diligently than the government police are.
And that he's going to be paid something closer to a market wage, because I don't know I don't know if the police would get paid more or less.
I don't either.
I suspect there would be fewer of them and that there would be, that they would be employed as security on roads. I don't know. I don't know how it would precisely work as far as giving out tickets and stuff. I can just tell you how I feel when I go by and there's a cop with somebody pulled over on the side of the road. I feel like my money's being wasted.
Yeah, he could be doing something else going after a real criminal.
Lindsay continues here, just another sentence, says, mind you, I've never been in trouble with the law, never been written a traffic ticket.
Oh, give them time.
I pay my taxes. I've never been handcuffed by an officer. Nothing. Not one thing. It's not like I'm scorned because I had a bad encounter with Officer Friendly. This is the opinion of some girl who's never been in trouble and never had any problems.
Yeah.
And her stylist at the salon. This is what real people talk about and what real people experience.
And real people,
unfortunately, the name of police have been tarnished by their higher ups placing them as, you know, using them as a revenue generating tool.
They sure have, and these are conversations that people have on a frequent, regular basis. The people that I know, in my life at least, are not pleased with the police department.
Nobody would have said this about Andy Griffin.
Griffith.
Right. Whatever. They wouldn't have said it.
Nick, can you relate to any of this? I mean, do you exist in any of the circles where the police are worshipped? I know they're out there.
No.
I know there are those circles, but they're not close to me.
No, most people I know are not impressed with what the police managed to do, or they're sort of scared of them, not necessarily because they break any serious laws, just because the police are there to pull you over and
who
give you
a
traffic ticket. I mean, in practical terms, they're essentially there to find a reason either to arrest you or to fine you. And at the very least, if they can't do either, they're going to waste your time by pulling you over and trying to find a way to ticket you or arrest
you. And many of them try to be very fair. I can tell you I've been pulled over quite a few times and gotten warnings. And I think that, you know, it seems fair to me. I think that the people that are on the feet on the ground are the best that they've got in the police department. Not all of them, but some of them. It's the fact that their higher-ups are placing them out there to be doing this.
Yeah, but you probably got a warning because they had already written however many tickets they were expected to write. There is an I don't know if they have quotas exactly, but there is an expectation on them to write a certain number of tickets. And if revenues are down, they're going to tell them, go out there and ticket everyone you pull over. It's really the luck of the draw more than them being nice or not being nice.
I would also say that I have the appearance of one of the respectables. You know, I'm a 37, 38, I don't know, year old guy with a short haircut and a shaven face. Now, I don't drive the nicest car in the world because, well, I've wrecked the nicer cars. You know, I think that that kind of gives them pause.
One of the things that could go a long way to changing this situation is changing from this coercive model of the authoritarian state that we have to one that is funded by a voluntary means, to where if you feel as though the police department is providing value to your community, then you would contribute whatever X amount that they determine that everybody should contribute. If you know, here's what we're asking for. We'd like you to give this to us, but if you think we're not doing a good job, then you don't have to pay. That would make a huge difference right there.
Or at the very least, eliminate fines. I don't know why you have to pay money to the state.
1-800-259-9231. Your ideas, you're welcome to share them. Hour 2's coming up. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Aging.